Are you looking for an athletic scholarship? You're in the right place. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. We're here to help your family navigate the recruiting road all the way to an athletic scholarship. He's a recruiting expert and a dad of two college athletes. He has a wealth of experience to share. Here's Recruit Me CEO, Brent Hanks.
Welcome to episode 403 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the world's longest running recruiting education podcast. I want to thank you for listening, and I would like to ask for two favors of you. Number one, please like or subscribe the Athletic Scholarship Podcast so you can get each weekly episode. And number two, share the Athletic Scholarship Podcast with other student athletes and families you know. A goal of Recruit Me and the Athletic Scholarship Podcast is to provide as many free and inexpensive recruiting resources as possible to help save you time, money, and anxiety in the recruiting journey. The only cost to you by listening to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast is 15 minutes a week. And you can add on to that by listening to the 400-plus episodes that answers hundreds of questions that are asked by you and by others all over the country. 2 weeks ago, episode 401 was inspired by a text I got from a friend about his all-conference, all-district awarded son for his basketball season. The text triggered how myth number one about athletic scholarships affects recruits and families' mindset on recruiting. Myth one, if my child is good enough, the college coaches will find him or her. Go back and listen to episode 401 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. This text also inspired me to write down some of my many observations from my four-year college career as a manager for an NCAA Division I basketball program, the Southwest Missouri State Bears, now Missouri State. Those are distant memories, but they seem to impact my life almost daily. Also, my observations of being in the recruiting education business since 2020, plus having both of my sons and three nieces and nephews go through the recruiting process and playing their sports in college. The observation that underscored episode 401 was that there is a place for most, if not all, skilled and driven student-athletes to play their sport in college. Today's episode highlights the built-in advantages that an athlete can get by deciding to play their sport in college. A couple of disclosures that I want to mention are, as I have said many times, not every high school athlete needs to play a sport in college or even go to college. But if you are listening to this podcast, then you are considering or dreaming of playing. And another disclosure is that I will not cover all the benefits of playing a sport in college. Recruit Me wants to provide motivation other than you just saying that you can play a sport in college. It wants to help drive you to be the best athlete you can be and to also pursue colleges to recruit you. So here are some advantages of playing your sport in college. These advantages are not listed in any particular order of importance. The first advantage I thought of is the opportunity to have built-in friends. I'll start with my college career over 30 years ago. I started college just 10 miles away from my hometown, and during my first semester, I became one of the managers of the then Southwest Missouri State men's basketball team. For the next 4 years, I met and became friends with not only players on the team, but friends with other athletes on campus, coaches throughout the athletic department, media people that covered the Bears, medical trainers of the team, people from the sports information department, boosters and fans of the Bears, and cheerleaders and band members. I still have many, many friends from those 4 years on campus. I got a unique opportunity to actually be a practice player and play on the Bears JV basketball team. So not only was I a manager that videoed games, washed uniforms and practice gear, had the practice clock and basketballs ready for each practice, but I got to run up and down the floor with the Bears. I still, after 30 years, see and talk with many of the local alum of Missouri State. Social media has helped me to reconnect with some of the players from outside the area. Friends and players in Arizona, Las Vegas, Milwaukee, Cleveland, and St. Louis that were all made back in 1985 to 1989. Not only did I make many, many friends, but I was able to do business with acquaintance over the last 30 years of my car business. Through relationships from college, I eventually met my wife, Lori, too. I am still benefiting from making friends throughout the college sports by meeting new people during Parker's 4 years of playing baseball at Northwestern University. As many of you know, Parker is my older son. Parker committed to Northwestern right before his senior year of high school and signed his national letter of intent in November of his senior year. But Northwestern invited all seven commits for an official visit in October. And what was really fun and interesting was that all the new and future Wildcats had been getting to know each other over the few months before the official visit. When we got to the campus, the players were high-fiving and hugging like they already had been together. Now the parents had to figure out who belonged to whom. Parker's recruiting class had 7 players in it, and they were all from 7 different states. So we got to meet and befriend players and families from California, Texas, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and Georgia. Parker eventually roomed with Tommy from Texas, then shared a suite with Tommy, Anthony from Illinois, Sean from California, and Mike from Georgia. Parker's teammates and coaches have all moved on to different places and ventures. 8 of his old teammates are continuing their baseball careers as members of the major leagues. All 8 are in the minor leagues right now. Parker is getting married coming up in July, and 2 of his teammates will be in the wedding. Well, 1 a player and 1 was a manager on the baseball team. It is great that Parker had a friend base even before he hit the Northwestern campus, and was able to lean on college friends as they endured the COVID cancellations, and is still connecting with Wildcats as his career and family life develops. I truly miss seeing, cheering, and eating with Northwestern families and players. We are currently getting to see and cheer and eat with families and players that are Sutton's teammates. Sutton is my younger son and is playing baseball for the NAIA level Columbia Cougars in Columbia, Missouri. Sutton is not as outgoing as Parker, so I do feel that the built-in friend aspect was a big advantage of Sutton's college experience. Sutton, too, got to know his teammates before hitting campus. Both of the boys reached out to their future teammates and arranged to be dorm roommates. Sutton is now the soup maker and the griller at get-togethers for watch parties for Mizzou football games, Super Bowls, and NCAA March Madness games. Sutton's teammates are more local, meaning more are from Missouri, but he does have teammates from Texas, California, Washington, Georgia, and even Australia. Both of my boys made friends outside their own teammates. Columbia College has only 1,800 on-campus students, and probably 70% are student-athletes. So when Sutton is in a class, or in a dorm, or in the dining hall, he is around many other students that have similar backgrounds and experiences as he does. The point of this advantage is that when you step on your college campus for the first time, you have some familiar faces and names to help you as you venture away from home for maybe the first time, and probably for a longer time than you've ever been away from home. Another advantage of being a college student athlete is that many, if not most, programs have academic resources to help. An academic advisor that specializes in working with student athletes is a big plus. Many times athletes get to schedule earlier than the regular student base to get classes to fit their athletic practices and game schedules. Athletic academic advisors help to schedule you to fit academic classes to help you through your major as fast as possible. Parker originally wanted to do a biology type of degree to go into the medical field, but after meeting multiple times with his academic advisors, he changed to an economics degree. His advisor also helped him to schedule so that he got 2 minor degrees along with his economics degree, and he did it all in 4 years. He also took 1 class a summer to help take the pressure off his class schedule during the spring baseball season. Many athletic programs have team or athletic study halls, tutors, career mentors, and advisors too. Take advantage of the academic benefit advantages an athletic program gives you. Gear is another benefit of playing a college sport. Usually the higher prestige program you go to, the better the gear or the swag is. But any freebies are good freebies. Sutton's baseball team doesn't get as much gear and clothes as Parker's Division I team did. But Sutton gets bats provided, coats, travel bags, batting gloves, t-shirts, hoodies, and hats. Parker's Northwestern team got a customized glove every 2 years, shoes for both games and workouts. Nike is the gear that Sutton gets, and Parker was Under Armour. Even as a manager of a college basketball team, I got shirts, shoes, and travel gear that I wore proudly on campus until I outgrew all my college gear. The opportunity to travel is a great advantage of playing a sport in college. Some teams travel to not only fun and interesting places, but they get to travel very well. But most don't travel on private jets or private buses. But travel is still a fun part of the college experiences. During my college career, I got to go to 3 NCAA March Madness trips. 1 to Atlanta, the next to Los Angeles, and the 3rd to Tucson, Arizona. We also got to go to Hawaii, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Chicago, and Cleveland, which were great experiences. But I also got bused to, and no disrespect to, Macomb, Illinois, Charleston, Illinois, Valparaiso, Indiana, which were in our conference. I remember being in Green Bay and being the coldest I've ever been, just going from the bus to the back door of the arena. We flew commercial flights, sometimes multiple private jet planes, and we also took tour bus trips. One of my best memories was getting a police escort from the hotel to the McHale Center in Tucson. The 30-minute drive turned into a 10-minute drive as police motorcycles blocked intersections to get us to our NCAA tournament game versus Seton Hall. Sutton's Columbia College trips are more local. Trips by bus to Tennessee, St. Louis, and a few small towns in Arkansas are his trips. Parker's first 2 years started the seasons in Arizona. 1 year he played in the Cubs Spring Training Stadium, and the second year in the White Sox Spring Training Stadium. I highlighted Parker's travel in episode 304, called A 50,000-Mile Journey. He traveled to not only Arizona, but to California, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Maryland, New Jersey, and Missouri. And he missed almost a full year due to COVID. Parker said traveling with his 30-plus person baseball team helped him to travel comfortably when he traveled to Croatia with a large group of business graduate students from Northwestern. The benefits of travel are to not only get opportunities to get to visit cities, stadiums, and restaurants, but to build a bond with teammates on bus trips and or flights. Those four benefits or advantages of playing a college sport are just a few of the advantages, but I'm running out of time today. I will go over some more advantages in future episodes. Again, playing a college sport is not for everyone, but I truly believe many, many high schoolers may miss out on the possibilities of the benefits of participation if they don't aggressively pursue their future opportunities. The roar of the crowd, the getting the scholarship, or the notoriety in the press or on social media are not the only benefits of playing your sport. Add these benefits to your list of reasons you want to play your sport in college. Thank you for listening to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Please go back and listen to past episodes on your favorite podcast app or on recruit-me.com. Take advantage of the free and inexpensive resources RecruitMe provides. Sign up for their free recruiting power pack on the recruit-me.com homepage. You get three helpful recruiting tools: a PDF about the first steps to an athletic scholarship, an audio file on how and when to use video, and number three, a template of a player profile. Also on the recruit-me.com website are all 400-plus episodes of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Take advantage of all the different resources, advice, and insights to recruiting on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast past episodes. You can also sign up for the free monthly RecruitMe newsletter, packed with more recruiting information. The cornerstone to the RecruitMe education business is the RecruitMe 3.0 Athletic Scholarship System. You can get access to the RecruitMe 3.0 system on the RecruitMe 3.0 Athletic Scholarship System link on the recruit-me.com website. For $39, you get a 200-plus page step-by-step recruiting manual, workbook, and worksheets in a PDF or flipbook form. You get fast results by hearing from college coaches within 30 days of sending your qualified introductory email and player profile. There are simple and fillable forms to get results. The RecruitMe 3.0 system empowers you to own and control your recruiting journey. Plus, there is a 90-day money-back guarantee. Why pay thousands of dollars to rely on someone else to hopefully get you in front of maybe the right coaches? Here's a look into the RecruitMe 3.0 manual, page 17. Page 17 introduces step 1, which is one of 7 steps to an athletic scholarship. Step 1, select the right schools to contact. Parents, this can be a fun process as you sit down with your son or daughter and let him or her dream a little. I bet that you already have your top 3 or 4 schools you'd like your child to consider. But remember, it is their choice. While you should present the benefits of the schools that you have in mind, your top schools are merely schools on a list, as far as your son or daughter is concerned. Student-athletes consider the following questions and discuss them with your father or mother. Get the topics out in the open. Discuss your important questions. Do I want to stay in-state? Do I want to go to a large or small school? What part of the country? How tough academically do I want the school to be? What am I interested in studying? What conference do I want to compete in? Any favorite schools? What level? NCAA Division 1, 2, 3, NAIA, or junior college? How about the reputation and quality of the team? Does cost matter? These are just some of the questions you want to discuss together. Parents, you'll get a good picture of where your son or daughter is. You may find out that you haven't given it much thought. That is not unusual, so don't worry. My sons never thought for a moment that they'd be at the school where they ended up. By asking preliminary questions like this, you will narrow down the field of possibilities. For instance, parents, there is no sense in contacting an out-of-state school if your child wants to stay close to home. These preferences will probably change over time, but this is a starting point. One of the worksheets in the RecruitMe 3.0 Athletic Scholarship System is the Parameters worksheet. If you will email me, brent@recruit-me.com, I will send you a free parameters worksheet and a free college school list worksheet. So contact me today. Again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast.